Jakub Mareš is one of the operators of The Hub, Prague's biggest co-working center. They're a new kind of shared working environment, where people whose main tool is their notebook computer can rent a desk by the day or even by the hour. Located in a former printing factory in the Smíchov district, The Hub features a large open office space, meeting rooms, a bar and lounge area, and even a summer terrace. When we spoke there recently, I asked Jakub Mareš why he and his colleagues had launched the project in Prague, and why now.
We opened Hub in Prague because we think that there are more and more people working as freelancers, working with their brains, let's say, with their laptop, and just traveling between clients and between their homes. So I think this is the right time for such a center to be opened in Prague.
Typically, who are the people who come here who use Hub?
The typical user is, let's say, 25 to 35 years old. He or she is working in the field like IT consulting, HR consulting, headhunting, creative industries, and such branches.
Do people come here as individuals or with colleagues?
Most people come to Hub as individuals, let's say 75%, and the rest are coming here like startups of two or more people.
This is a relatively new idea, not only in the Czech Republic, but I think internationally. Was it hard at the beginning to explain the idea to people?
You are right, this is quite a new idea. The idea came into being in London, let's say, five years ago. I'd say in the beginning it's quite difficult to explain what's behind it. The main reason is meeting people and working in inspirative environment. But I think people are getting more and more used to it, and now it doesn't take very long to explain the whole thing.
Was there any resistance at the beginning, or was there anything in particular that people found hard to get used to?
When we started this project, some people told us that this Czech environment is quite close. That means that when you are starting your own business, you are usually scared that somebody steals the idea from you or something. But we are sure that more and more people are open. That means that they get over this obstacle, and we don't see it that serious as some people saw it when we started.
I know you have various different tariffs, as you call them. It's a bit like when you have a mobile phone contract, and they vary from 5 hours a month for 12 or 13 euros a month to unlimited access for about 150 euros a month. What is the most popular tariff here?
Most people have tariff of 25 to 50 hours a month. That means that they use it, let's say, 1 to 2 days a week. The other days they are usually at their clients or they work from home.
You have around 15 desks here, I think, about 50 chairs. Is somebody guaranteed a place if they come? Say, for example, if all of the people who've signed up come at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning, will they all get a seat?
The number of seats is it's calculated based on experience from foreign hubs, and it can never happen that all the 54 chairs would be occupied. If it would see that we are reaching the point, we would add chairs or tables, but it's not the point this time.
I was surprised when I first came here recently to hear music playing. I'd like to have music in my office, but only if I could choose it. How do you select what kind of music you play here?
We try to select music that's, let's say, neutral, no very distinct style. So we use this music, but we don't like to play it too loudly. It's really in the background. And the reason for music is that when there's a very, very quiet environment, some people don't like to talk to their colleagues because it may sound disturbing. So that's why we have music in the background.
And what about rules? Do you have a way of preventing people from making too much noise or doing antisocial things?
The main thing about rules in this space is relying on common sense of people. That means there are practically no written rules about the voices you can use here and about other things. We rely on that people know what to do and what not. If somebody, for example, is calling on the phone too loudly, we can tell him to use the phone box or to use other space for it. But it doesn't happen very often.
Your advertising for the hub stresses the idea that people can interact and generate ideas between one another. How much does that actually happen?
The thing connected with making contacts between people that didn't know each other before they have come to hub, it needs time to develop. That means that when you come here, you need some weeks, usually people need some weeks to know the environment, and then they can meet other members, let's say during the common lunch we have every Wednesday, or during the afternoon coffee we have every Monday. So all the members have the possibility to make connections between other members, and some of them are using it quite actively.
But to date, I guess you've been open for 6 months or so. To date, have there been any projects that originated here at the hub?
Yeah, there are about 3 or 4 projects that we supported to come into being. And these were projects focused on, let's say, socially responsible entrepreneurship. And this project came into being in the hub during a special event.
And could you tell us more about this event and other events that you have here, I know, in the evenings?
There are two types of events. One type of event is the one that's being organized by other company, other organization than us. They simply rent the space and make the event. And the second type of event, these are our events or the events we are doing with partners. Typically, we organize so-called mashup. And mashup is a very popular event during which 15 interesting projects show what they are doing, and they simply introduce their ideas to many people in one moment.
I know you yourself work here. How do you find it as an experience? I mean, I think I'd be personally distracted to see different people every day, different people sitting in different places. I think I might find it hard to concentrate.
The matter of concentration, it depends on your ability to get used to it. Sometimes people divide their time when they need to do something which really requires quiet environment and concentration. They work from home, but they come here to get another ideas. That means to get inspired by a different environment, to get inspired by other people around them working, and to simply get different air and different inspiration for their projects. That's how it works in my case as well.
This may be a silly question, but I guess in every working environment, romances blossom. Have you seen people getting together here where there's a high turnover of people?
I can't say that this would be a typical environment for it, but in all environment, as you say, where many people are changing, going through, and people are working there all day, I think it's also possible to serve this purpose unintentionally, of course.
I understand that in Prague now there are 3 or 4 of these kind of co-working centers, although yours is bigger. Do you foresee in the future that we will have many more such places?
I think that the idea of co-working is spreading in the cities of Europe. There are more co-working spaces in Western European cities. So I guess that the number of co-working spaces will grow gradually. But this is a new market, and it's always difficult to say whether it applies the same rules.
And what about the plans of your own company, The Hub?
Our plans are focused on spreading the idea around this country in future, in a horizon of, let's say, 2, 3, 4 years. We would like to open new hubs in another big cities, which means Brno and Ostrava.